All right, we do have St. Mary's Principal Cody Havranek with us this morning. Cody, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
And a little foggy out there.
A little foggy. Had to scrape my windows. I had a pickup parked outside.
Yeah, so. Mine was outside, too, doing a little project in the garage. Yeah. So, but anyway, everybody be safe if the fog's up when they take off for school or work this morning.
Yep.
Been a busy, had spring break, and then you're going to have a state basketball break here coming up.
Yeah, we had a little spring break last week, a little basketball coming up. But we did have a couple activities last week. Our speech team, they traveled to the Riverside meet on Wednesday. We had five of the events. It came home with some hardware. So Vera Butterfield, she placed second in poetry and sixth in the serious prose. Andrew Coolmoose, he placed third in extemp. Betsy Crumley placed fourth in humorous prose. And then Betsy Crumley and Ellie Atkinson placed sixth in duet, and Hope Williamson and Katie Rozichka were the top novice duet performance. So congratulations to those speech performers.
Yeah, and I've been seeing, boy, a lot of speech meets. It looks like it's been pretty competitive at all the speech meets.
Yeah, so, we've had some of our speech participants do really well at some meets, and then we had some of them that had placed really high get third, fourth. So I think there's a lot of competition in speech this year. So it's kind of fun to see. Also, boys basketball played their game last Tuesday, that district final game versus Hyannis. That took place in Valentine. The final score on that was St. Mary's 74, Hyannis 42. So with that win in the district final this past Tuesday, the St. Mary's boys basketball team, they're going to be heading to the state tournament this Thursday through Saturday in Lincoln. The boys are going to play their first game at Lincoln Southeast High School versus Mullen at 10:45 on Thursday morning. So kind of get the Cardinals fired up for the action. We're going to be having a pep rally and send-off tomorrow. That's going to be Wednesday, March 11th. That's going to be at 1 o'clock, kind of before they head off to Lincoln. So the community is welcome to attend that pep rally and come and cheer on the Cardinals and go down there for 3 days and hopefully come back with a trophy.
Yeah, and although they hate to miss it, the goal is to miss the St. Patty's Day
Parade. The goal is to miss the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Looking at the weather, it might not be.
That's right, bad idea.
bad idea.
So, yeah, well, good luck to the Cardinals and also safe travels to all the fans as they head down to Lincoln.
Yes. Also, this last week, we announced the February Cardinal Virtue Award winners. I do want to congratulate the students at the grade school that were selected as that Cardinal Virtue recipient. Those students included Lincoln Dannebring, Addison Peterson, Gage Hedstrom, Jaya Johnson, Ben Barlow, Zane Cole, Reed Havranek, Brinley Parks, Carly Cole, Aurelia Mulnerick, and Taylor Lentz. And also Aaliyah Kelly was in there as well. So congratulations to those Cardinal Virtue Award winners for displaying those cardinal virtues in the classroom.
Well, one nice thing about having a few days off of spring break and state basketball, the school at St. Mary's, hopefully with the coronavirus going around, we know everybody's just kind of taking some extra precautions. What are the steps they're taking at St. Mary's?
Yeah, we've kind of did some extra precautions as well. As you're more than likely aware, that coronavirus or COVID-19, it's originated in China. It had its first confirmed case in Nebraska. Concerns over the virus can make students, families, and teachers a little nervous and anxious. It is kind of expected this week that the cases in Nebraska will rise, but St. Mary's has been working with the North Central Health Department, the Archdiocese of Omaha Catholic Schools Office, and the Nebraska Department of Education for guidance in this situation. I did provide a little bit of an update last night to students via Flocknote, and I'll continue to provide those primarily through Flocknote and our student information system, Sycamore, as needed. So as a kind of a school community, we're just asking you monitor your children's health as they begin to if they begin to experience a fever, cough, shortness of breath, that you contact your healthcare provider via phone and follow their recommendations. I believe all the clinics are kind of recommending contacting via phone.
Yeah, don't walk in.
Yep. This is especially true if you've been exposed to someone who's been sick. So this is an important step to keep others healthy and safe. And as always, be sure to keep your children home if they're sick and make sure to let them rest. So just kind of some simple things you can do around the house to kind of minimize the risk of transmission. Includes washing your hands for 20 seconds with soap and warm water. And if you have to cough or sneeze, do so in your elbow or tissue and throw that away immediately. And then make sure you clean and wipe down frequently touched surfaces with a disinfectant. Also encourage your children to eat healthy and continue to get plenty of rest.
Yep.
So, just kind of some things we can all do. I know it is kind of cold and flu season anyway. It's always nice to review those items. And the main thing is if you've got a student who's sick, make sure you keep them home, let them get rest and get well.
Yeah, and I think they're saying, sometimes maybe they're not sick, and you're thinking, they're about at 80%, but if they're at 80% now, just keep them home and let them get healed up. We don't want anybody to.
Yep, just kind of some general stuff. So
yep.
good reminders.
We've heard a lot about it, so everybody, I think just wash your hands. That's, yes, that's kind of the main thing, and sneeze in your elbow.
Keep your hands washed and don't touch your face, I guess.
There you go. What's going on this week at St. Mary's?
Yep, today, you notice, Scott, we're wearing jeans and sweats in here. So Bosco House are sponsoring a jeans and sweats fundraiser for St. Jude's Hospital. If you wear jeans, or excuse me, if you wear sweats to school, it's $5, and if you wear jeans to school, it's $3, and all that money is going to go to St. Jude's Hospital that Bosco House is coming for. So kind of a neat fundraiser for them.
Reed probably needs to borrow a couple of dollars because he got a dollar for a lost tooth, but if he's wearing, he's got sweats on, so
he's got $5.
Sweats.
He's got $5,
four more bucks.
Did you ask mom for money? No? All right, well, find that. Also, the grade school has their jump rope for heart assembly starting at 8:10 this morning. And then the grade school is going to have their Stations of the Cross starting at 9:15. On Wednesday is National History Day. That's going to take place at UNK and Kearney for our 8th and 10th graders. High school choir practice is going to be at 7:30. The all-school mass is at 8:10. And then the high school Stations of the Cross is going to be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We did have an advisory board scheduled for tomorrow night. We did actually move that to next Wednesday, March 18th, to allow some fans to travel to that state basketball competition.
And the pep rally at 1 tomorrow.
Yep, pep rally at 1. On Thursday, we have no school for students. Again, we have that boys' state basketball that's going to take place versus Mullen at Lincoln Southeast, and that game starts at 10:45. Then on Friday, no school for students due to state basketball, and that boys' state basketball is kind of TBA that day. So.
Right.
And then Saturday, we've got the boys' state basketball at Lincoln to be announced, and the St. Patrick's Day parade at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and again, just a reminder, if St. Mary's wins, which we're hoping they do that tomorrow or Thursday, then their next game will be Friday at 2, and then depending on whether they win or lose that game, if they would lose, they'd play at 9 a.m. Saturday. If they'd win, the state championship is at 4:30 on Saturday. So, we'll be watching them at 4:30.
I think I saw KBRX is coming down to do a little broadcast as well.
Yep, we'll have the games on 102.9 FM and KBRX.com. Good luck to the Cardinals, and safe travels again to everybody.
Very good. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Cody Havronik from St. Mary's School.